kind of get to know who my friend over here is. He'll probably introduce himself, I think. Jibo, are you going to talk about yourself? Maybe not. Why don't you hit a buzzer first? And this is Hayden 8008. And then my friend, his name is Jibo, I think, will introduce himself. So go ahead and hit.
Hi, I'm Jibo. And I'm a social robot.
Wow, that's kind of, yeah, he's a little unpredictable, so you kind of have to keep talking to him until he says what, he's a learning robot.
My name is Jibo. What's your name?
Hayden.
Let's see what he has to say.
That's an awesome name. My favorite color is blue. What's your favorite color?
Pink.
That's so cool. Alrighty, let's get started.
Alright, you heard Jibo. Go ahead and press the buzzer, and we'll do that after every game that we play. Perfect. Alright, so for our first task, I know you know your alphabet, so why don't you just tell me the letter you see, what you see the picture of, and another word that starts with that letter, okay? And we'll go through the alphabet.
A, apple.
I know, it can be kind of tough. I know I'm putting you on the spot. So we can brainstorm together. If you say you want something plus something else, it's and. Is that a good A word? Or can you think of another one?
And.
Nice.
B, boy. Baby.
Nice, good work.
C, cookies. Cook. D, duck. Dive.
You're doing good thinking. I know it can be tough to think of all of these on the spot.
E, elephant. Exam.
Ooh, I did not see that word coming.
F, fish. Fishing.
Makes sense.
G, guitar. Giraffe.
Ooh, giraffe is a G word.
H, house. Hayden.
There you go.
I, ice. Icicle.
Yeah.
J, juice. Juicy.
Ooh, there you go.
K, key. Kind.
It's a good word and a good attribute.
L, leaf. Left.
Ooh, yep, I didn't think of that one.
M, monkey. Morning. In, nose. Nostril.
Yeah, it's right there too.
O, orange.
Let's see, you do what to a book or what to a door?
Open.
There you go.
P, plate. Planet. Q, quack.
Yeah. That's what he's doing there. I don't know if there's any other Q words. Let's see. If you stop.
Quite.
That's better than the word I was thinking of.
R, red. Read.
That's
S, spider.
Mm.
Slice.
Oh, there you go.
Tea table. Tablecloth.
That's another word, yep.
You umbrella. Annoying.
Yeah, that fits.
The vacuum.
What are you using to talk right now? Your
voice.
Mm-hmm.
W, watch. Wait.
Ooh, nice.
X, x-ray.
Yeah, this one might be a tough one, huh?
Extra awesome.
Oh, yeah, perfect. Like
that. Y, yogurt. U. Z, zebra. Zipline.
Great job.
Oh, Jeepo liked that one, too. That's awesome. Go ahead and hit a buzzer, and we'll go to the next one.
Four.
All right, so they're going to be numbers, and I'll let you know when the pattern might change, and we'll see if we can guess what the pattern is. So for now, just tell me the number you see.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15.
All right, if the pattern changes, what do you think it's going to change to? What number do you think might come next?
19.
Close.
20.
Okay, then what do you think might come next?
21.
If we keep
Wait, 26.
Almost. 20. What is it here?
25.
Perfect. Any ideas?
29.
Almost. And then?
30.
Almost. You would have gotten it. And now we switched it up again. What's this number?
40.
And then? Don't come next, maybe. We're going to skip ahead again.
42.
Almost. Dang. Moving right on. What's that one?
50.
I'll give you a hint.
60.
Okay.
70.
There you go.
80.
Uh-huh.
90. 100.
Mm-hmm. Now what do you think will go up by now?
101.
Oh, that would be a good number.
No. 200.
Uh-huh.
300.
Oh, I switched it up again. What's this number?
500. 1,000?
All right. Now tell me what this is on there, and if you know the answer, go ahead and tell that to me too.
9 plus 7. 16.
Mm-hmm. What's this?
Equal.
Mm-hmm.
19 minus 1, that equals 18.
It's okay if you don't know this one.
I don't know.
All right, just tell me the numbers you see on the page.
6 and 3.
Perfect, same thing here. Just tell me the numbers.
21 and 3.
Perfect.
You're doing great.
Oh, thanks, Jeeva. Go ahead and hit another buzzer.
The green one.
That one's my favorite. All right, next thing I'll have you look at me, and we're gonna go through these flashcards, okay? So if I say that this is a bag, and now there's two of them, there are two.
Three bags. Three bags next.
You're exactly right, it would be next, but we're only gonna go but do one and two. So if we have two of them, there are two. Go ahead and say it again, yeah.
Bags?
Yep, just like that. Easier than you think. So if we have one dump.
There's two dumps.
Mm-hmm.
If we have one boat, we have two boats.
Exactly right, but we're going to call it a ship.
Okay.
Okay.
Two ships.
Perfect. This we're going to call a smide.
Two smides.
This is going to be a skack.
Two skacks.
This is a cup.
Two cups.
This is a mip.
Two mips.
This is a yag.
Two yags.
This is a snack.
One snack, two snack.
This is a slide.
Two slides.
This is a crib.
Two cribs.
This is a light.
Two lights.
This is a kel.
Two kels.
This is a shoe.
One shoe, two shoe.
This is a yak.
Two yak.
This is a pint.
One pint, two pint.
This is a foo.
Two foo.
This is a bell.
Two bells.
This is a rock.
One rock, two rock.
This is a brib.
Two bribs.
And we're back to the beginning. Good job.
At the bag.
We made it through that quick. Go ahead and press another buzzer.
Great job.
And we hit this one.
All right. So now Jibo's actually going to tell us what to do for this next one. So can't wait to see.
Today, we're going to do an activity together. I'm going to show you some pictures, and you're going to tell me about them.
All right, that sounds good. Which one? Oh, okay.
What is this?
Okay, yeah, what do you see?
There's a kid friends with a lion on a boat, and they're looking at the fishies in the water.
Mm-hmm. What else do you see? Everything you might see.
There's a bug. Those long things that look like sticks with that stuff on them.
Yeah, I don't really know what that's called.
Lily pads?
Mm-hmm. What, tell me a story about them. What do you think they're doing? How did they get there? What's going on?
They found a boat on the other side over there, and they got on it and went there.
That's a pretty good idea. That makes a lot of sense. Well, then where are they going now?
They went to the middle, and then they're going to go to the other side.
What's on the other side?
The end.
That's good. Is there anything else you can think to say about this picture or see in this picture?
It needs color.
It does need color. That would make it all show up a lot better. You're right. All right, Jibo, we can go to the next one. Oh, thank you.
What is this?
Kid wanted to jump out the window.
Oh my gosh, yeah, that window is open. Why would he do that? What does it look like he's doing?
He's like, I want to ride an airplane because he threw a paper airplane. Mm-hmm. He's standing on his bed. Mm-hmm. His room's dirty.
How is it dirty?
Sock, pillow, toy.
Yeah, that's true.
And counting his bed, it's messy.
Yeah, yeah. All those pillows there. What else do you see in the picture?
I see his dresser with clothes sticking out. I see a picture. And him about to throw another airplane.
Yeah, that's why I said he might jump.
And an airplane right there.
Oh, yeah. So do you think this is real, or do you think this is imaginary? Is he pretending?
Imaginary.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That makes sense, because who has clouds in a real home? Is he wearing anything silly, or is that how you would normally look when you're playing pretend?
Silly.
Okay. What's silly about it?
It ain't cold in his room. It would be a warm day.
Do you think he'd be too hot in that?
Yeah.
Makes sense. Anything else about this pic?
If he ain't even riding the airplanes, why would he have those?
That is a good point. All right, Jeebo, I think we could go to the next picture. Thanks.
What is this?
There.
There's an octopus on his head. Puffy stuff coming off his head. He's holding a light bulb. Science stuff. Posters of science.
You have a really good eye. That's really
books.
Small.
Books. Two mice.
Yeah, what are they doing there?
I don't know. I think they're looking for cheese.
You think they have cheese in there?
Yeah.
Do you see any?
No. They're trying to find their way to the cafeteria.
I would be doing the same. It makes sense.
The desk. And tubes.
So, tell me a story about this one then. How did they all get there? You told me about the mice.
Their home was over there, and they just crawled all the way over there looking for cheese.
Well, then what about the other things in there? The person and the octopus.
He made an octopus.
He made an octopus?
Yeah,
how?
From science. It came out of a small tube.
That
it crawled
really
its way
cool.
out.
That is a smart scientist, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Anything else you can think about this picture?
Why does he have fluffy stuff on his head?
I don't know. All right, thanks, Jeebo. We can go to the next one.
What is this?
Ooh.
That's a big vegetable.
Some kind of vegetable, yeah.
There's a shovel. There's more of them, but smaller. There's that. A fence. A snail. Oh, that's a snail. That's a snail.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't see the little boop. I thought that was just something else.
Yeah.
The leaves popping out of the ground. Clouds. And that little animal back there.
Oh, I can't even see that. You really do have good eyes. Thanks for seeing.
Yeah, we're just
everything.
Looking at the shovel and then I seen it.
Yeah. So tell me how this happened. What do you think the story is here?
She wanted some vegetables. She planted some a year ago.
Okay.
Then they grew. And now she's hungry.
She's hungry? But
yeah.
She has that huge vegetable.
Yeah, she's going to eat it.
Oh, perfect. Yeah, that's probably why she picked it up. That's pretty smart of you to know that you need to plant things a year in advance. Do you know any farming things? Or have you been to a farm? Wow, you just knew that from reading or on your own?
On my own.
That's really smart, Hayden. Thank you so much. Anything else to say about this picture?
It goes like...
Do you mean she's excited to eat it or something else?
She's like, yay, I'm gonna eat something. I have an A in the year.
I think that makes total sense. Thank you, Jeebo. We're all done with that.
You're doing great.
That's nice. All right. Go ahead and hit another buzzer for me.
Starting over.
Nice. All right. Can you do some reading for me?
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
Every other week, Mama goes to the beauty shop to get her hair done. I love to go with her. She always goes after school at 4 o'clock, so I can go along. Miss Jen always does Mama's hair. Miss Jen has done Mama's hair since before I was born. Miss Jen is older than Mama, and the two other ladies who worked in the shop are younger than Mama. I love to go to the shop with Mama because I like to listen to the stories Miss Jen tells. Miss Jen is so funny. I just love to laugh with the ladies in the beauty shop. One day while Miss Jen was doing Mama's hair, she was telling a story about her dog. Two other ladies were also getting their hair done. Everyone was listening. Miss Jen said, "And the next thing you know, before I got dressed for the birthday party, that silly dog ate the whole chicken leg, bone and all. Then they ran out of the house and I had to chase after him down the street. And girl, you know I was only in my robe." The whole shop laughed about Miss Jen running down the street in her robe. I laughed as I sat in a fancy chair that spun around. "Miss Jen, did you find your dog?" I asked. "I sure did, sugar," she said. "And I will never leave chicken on the table again. I hope someday I am a good storyteller like Miss Jen."
Awesome job.
Siren.
Do your best to spell it out and I'll help you after.
Serena Williams is a black
woman. So Serena Williams.
Serena Williams is a black woman who is one of the best tennis players ever. She is beautiful, strong, kind, and smart. She works very hard. Serena began to play with when she was 5 years old. Her mom and dad showed her how to play. She had to practice many hours every day to become a good player. When she was 9 years old, she went to special school for this game, so she had more time to practice her skills. Due to her hard work, Serena became a pro when she was just 14 years old. Her sister is a pro too. They practice together a lot when they play games. They wear dresses. They helped make. They always look beautiful when they play games. When Serena was 21 years old, she became the number one player in the world. She won games all over the world and she has many top prizes. She also has 4 gold medals. She plays tennis on TV and is on some TV shows. Serena was won more money than any other woman in tennis. She is kind. She uses part of her money to help people. She started a school for children who did not have a school. She gave money to help sick people. She also helped people after a bad storm. She is quite smart. She reads books and goes to college so she can find other ways to help people.
Awesome job. You have one more in you for the last one? Thank you.
This week, my grandma came to visit us. My grandma lives far away. She will stay with us for a week. I like it when my grandma visits. She is a good cook. Grandma makes the best fried chicken and the best gingerbread. Grandma's gingerbread is so good because she makes it with
That's a good guess. Molasses.
Molasses. It is very sweet and rich. She knows I love these foods, so she always makes them for me. Last night, we had fried chicken, greens, fried corn, and gingerbread. I do not know what she will cook today, but I know it will be good. Grandpa makes the best sweet potato pie. I wanted him to make a sweet potato pie for my birthday. I can make you a sweet potato pie, Grandpa told me, but I want you to help me so you learn how to make it too. This made me feel really special, and sweet potatoes boiled as we made the bottom crust. Grandpa showed me how to do this part when the sweet potatoes were ready. We mushed them, get the sugar, milk, and eggs, Grandpa told me. I stirred the potato filling we poured the potato filling in the crust. Grandpa slid the pie in the oven. Let's go get the groceries and get whipped cream for the top.
Thank you so much, Hayden. That was so good. You made it through all of them. You can hit 2 buzzers for that one. That was fantastic.
Great job.
Jingle thought so too. All right. For these, I want you to tell me what he's doing and step by step how to do it.
He's brushing his teeth.
With your words? Then tell me how you do it with your words.
Scrubbing.
What do you do first? Can you just scrub immediately, or do you have to do something before you do that?
You put toothpaste on it.
Okay. And then what?
Then you scrub.
Okay. And how do you know when you can be done?
After you sing the ABCs twice.
Awesome. Keep it up.
He's washing his hands.
Okay, how do you do that?
You put some soap on your hands, then scrub after you put water on your hands.
Mm-hmm. And how do you know when to stop that?
Sing the ABCs once. Tying a shoe.
Mm-hmm. You know how to tie your shoes? So how do you do that?
You grab the two, you cross them, then you make the one bunny ear, you wrap it around, you wrap it around, you put the other one in, then you have another bunny ear and you pull.
That was a great description. That's hard to explain.
Pouring cereal. She grabbed the box and poured it in.
Uh-huh.
Then poured some milk. Putting on a sweater.
Okay, how do you do that?
You put your head in, then you put your arms in.
Awesome.
I'm a scarecrow. Making
it'd be
cupcakes. Hard
to put a sweater on a scarecrow.
Making cupcakes. You put the bottom on in the pan. Then you put it in the oven, then you put the icing on.
Mm. What kind of icing do you like on your cupcakes?
Any kind.
Any kind? Do you put sprinkles on?
Sometimes.
What kind of sprinkles do you like?
On them.
Oh.
painting.
Mm-hmm.
You have a paintbrush, you dip it in the paint. You start drawing, then you put it in water, then get a different color and start.
What kind of things do you like to paint when you paint?
Statues. I like painting statues.
Really? It seems like that's hard. How does it turn out for you?
I have statues and I just paint them.
That is cool.
I did that yesterday.
What kind of statues?
Animal statues.
Oh, cool. And then you can display them. What kinds are your favorite to paint?
Animals.
Like what kind of animals? Just like any of them?
Yeah, any.
That sounds really cool, because you can make them any colors you want.
I'm buckling your seatbelt.
Uh-huh. So how do you do that?
You grab it, you pull it down, then you buckle it.
Nice.
Feeding your stuffed animal.
All right.
You grab a stuffed animal, you get some mac and cheese, and you feed it.
Mac and cheese specifically. All right, now I just want you to tell me what they're doing.
Dressing up.
Would you do the same thing? How do you do it when you do it? Is he dressing up differently than you? What do you dress up as when you dress up?
In regular clothes.
Regular clothes? What do you like to play pretend for?
To be funny.
To be funny. Is he being funny?
Yeah. I'm going down the slide.
Do you like to go down the slide?
Mm-hmm.
How do you do that?
You climb up, if you're going on this slide, you climb up the little steps, then you sit down and you slide like woo.
Is that your favorite one at the playground, or do you like a different thing at the playground?
Well, I have a playground next to my apartment.
I
climb up to it, and then I walk up to it because there's like an area where the slide is. Then I sit down and I slide down, and it goes woo woo.
Oh, that's cool. I like those kind of slides.
It's half loop. Kicking a soccer ball.
Do you play soccer?
Mm-hmm.
So what do you like about soccer? Do you like defending or being on the offense?
Getting medals.
Getting medals? What do you get medals for?
For doing a good job.
Oh, awesome. What are they doing here?
Building with blocks.
Do you like to do that, or do you like to do something different when to build different?
With foam stuff.
Oh, cool, cool, cool.
Swing.
Do you like to do the swings? How do you do that?
I sit on it and I go wee.
It just moves all by itself, or do you have someone push you?
Well, I swing by myself. Sharing a lollipop.
Mm-hmm. Do you share?
No. My Bubby ate dice.
All right, what's he doing?
Sitting.
Okay, why is he sitting?
He is trying to concentrate on what kind of shoes he's trying to get.
I love your imagination.
He don't like his.
That's perfect. Awesome. Hit a buzzer. We're all done with that. All right, we're just going to finish up. I'll show you my favorite and most silliest pictures, okay? And then we'll be all done. So tell me about this one. What's going on here?
She's an astronaut with a book.
Why is that silly?
Because who brings books to space?
That's very true. Anything else silly about this picture?
That looks like she's trying to get a fly. Why are flies in space?
That doesn't make sense either.
Or those little aliens. That's a bug.
Yeah.
That's a dragonfly.
Anything else you see there?
No. Only her hair.
This is a silly one.
Seems like the frog's trying to take a bath.
Is that what you think he's doing in the cup? Well, what is he wearing?
A crown.
Why?
He's the king frog.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense. All right, let's see. Anything else about this picture?
How did he get in the house?
That is another question.
Or
the door open?
They probably left the cup outside. Where the frogs were.
That's a smart idea. This one, because you said giraffe earlier.
Why is there a giraffe in their house?
I don't know how he's able to fit in their house. What are they doing?
Or is that the school?
Maybe. A giraffe school and a boy school?
Is that an animal school? He's a monkey.
He's a
human monkey.
A human monkey.
Look at his nose.
Yeah, he's saw a cartoon.
He's a monkey.
What else were they doing in the picture?
Making a weird look at sandwich.
So do you think giraffe's going to eat all of it?
Yeah, going to knock it down with its big long nose.
Maybe.
I don't like it.
All right.
He's like, I don't like it.
Anything else?
The weird... No.
All right.
The goat's rich with candy.
Yeah.
These are chocolate coins.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm the princess. I'm so fat.
That's a silly one, too. All right, last one. You ready? Mm-hmm.
Pig taking the bath? The pig's dirty.
Yeah.
Even if you're trying to take a bath, you're still dirty.
Maybe. That makes sense. They sound like you. That's awesome, Hayden. Anything else about that picture?
He's already getting the towel wet.
Oh, yeah, that's not going to work.
How are you supposed to dry off?
I don't know, but he's going to be in trouble and get water all the
time. I thought pigs are supposed to go like, with both sides.
That's now, what they do in cartoons, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so to finish up, do you want to see Jibo make a pizza or have a dance party with Jibo?
Make a pizza.
Ooh, okay. Hey, Jibo, do you think that you could tell us how you make a pizza?
Did you know I can make pizza?
Yeah, we did.
Watch me.
That's Holden.
We're coming out, yeah. What's the second part, Jibo? How do you make a pizza?
All done.
We are all done. Thank you so much, Hayden, for telling us everything you were thinking. You really helped us out by having such a great imagination. So thank you. Any questions for me? Well, I have some stickers of some of the pictures you saw. So you can pick your favorite one if you want. Do you like the astronaut one or the scientist?